This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five very young children and a man are dead after a suspected family member opens fire in a rampage early Tuesday morning. Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Chief Johnny Teehee said, "You think mass murder with adults. When you have to put that with regards to babies, it's tough." Muskogee Officer Lynn Hamlin IDs the suspect.
The suspect was taken into custody a short time later this morning, and his name is Jaron Dejon Pridgen.
Court records show Pridgen had a previous felony conviction for assault and battery with a weapon and a couple of misdemeanor convictions. The House impeachment managers on Tuesday laid out their case against President Trump, asserting that he was singularly responsible for the occupation of the Capitol last month and must be convicted and barred from holding office in the future. Amazon announced on Tuesday that founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in the third quarter of this year and transition to executive chair of the company's board. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Captain Sir Tom Moore didn't make it. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
The centenarian who raised more than $40 million for Britain's National Health Service charities has died. Captain Sir Tom Moore passed away after being hospitalized over the weekend with breathing issues. Moore had tested positive for COVID-19 last week. He became a viral sensation last year when he started a fundraising walk, vowing to walk 100 laps of his yard before his 100th birthday. The World War II veteran was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in a special ceremony in July. Moore was 100. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Captain Tom leaves behind two adult children, Hannah and Lucy. SpaceX's latest Starship prototype launched on Tuesday, soaring miles above South Texas in a successful flight demonstration before exploding during the landing attempt. It's a second failed landing in a row after a previous prototype, SN8, failed to land also. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Federal help for small businesses in America is advancing full steam ahead. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The second round of the PPP is off and running. The Paycheck Protection Program, designed to help small businesses that have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, seems to be doing better this second time. Banks, including the Zions Banks in Utah, say businesses are more prepared for the second round of PPP and have their stuff ready to go because they're more familiar with the program. Congress did approve funding for the PPP in December of 2020. As far as what took so long to get things up and running, Amir Kassar is a business strategist. He tells USA Radio News.
Yeah, it's getting up and running. It takes a couple of weeks to get the ball rolling. I think what's important to know is that this round of PPP is different than last time. Last time, the first round of PPP was almost understandably available for every business under the sun. Not quite, but close to it. This time, there are tougher standards. You have to prove revenue reduction needs and not be quite as big a business in order to get it. So it's not as readily available, but still an important economic tool.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
To apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, go to SBA.gov. We do appreciate you listening. Thank you. We are USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Great to have Horace Cooper, yes, the one and only co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, former constitutional law professor, and recognized legal commentator. Horace, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, it's always great to come on the program.
Okay, real quick, before we get into a couple of major topics that you've written about and commented on, inquiring people want to know, is this impeachment legal, not legal? What's going on here?
Well, there is certainly a problem from the perspective of what does the Constitution actually say? And there are two sanctions for a president if impeachment process occurs. The first is that he can be convicted and is subject to removal. And the second is that he can be barred from running in any further elections. Here's the thing. In this case, we don't have an incumbent president. The Chief Justice of the United States has already showed us how he would vote if this came before the Supreme Court. If there was an issue in which a Supreme Court was asked, how should this be treated? Well, our Chief Justice just said he's not going to be presiding over this. So we know for sure one justice of the Supreme Court does not believe that this constitutes an impeachment of an incumbent president. Now, I actually think you're on unchartered territory if you're attempting to use this process for a private individual. And yet that is what appears to be going forward.
It's not enough to impeach him the second time, but we want to make sure that he never even thinks about running again. I mean, this is so politically charged that most America gets it, and they're not comfortable with what they're doing, especially in light of all the other major issues that we're dealing with as a country. We've got the transformation into now a new president. We still have COVID issues, other issues, national security issues, trade issues, other things that need to be addressed, and a good percentage of their time is now being waylaid and distracted by this this questionable maneuver by the Democrats to impeach a non-sitting president, I guess.
So they've made up this new idea, and that is that you can impeach and convict, which the primary punishment is removal from office, a person who is not in office. There's something else your audience should know. There are often folks going on the airwaves, and they're telling us about circumstances that are inapplicable. They're telling us about the Secretary of War who was impeached by the House of Representatives a couple weeks after he stepped down from his position. What they fail to tell us is the same thing that they fail to tell us because they don't like to give the full story. In America's criminal justice system, it is nearly 100%, so I would say 99.9% impossible to appeal an acquittal. If I charge Bill Martinez with theft, with fraud, with assault, and there is absolutely no evidence that any of those crimes have been committed, it's the correct thing for a judge to dismiss that and not allow the trial to go forward. However, if the trial goes forward and you're then acquitted, you are not allowed to appeal the decision to allow the trial to go forward, because an acquittal means that that trial should never have occurred. That's what it covers. A Senate conviction, a Senate acquittal means the same thing. We don't have a case of a person ever having been impeached after they left office and then received some sanction from the United States Senate. We've only had one attempt, and it resulted in an acquittal.
Exactly. Well, it appears that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are head-bent on doing more damage to Donald Trump's reputation and any kind of political future. I mean, they want to neutralize him and anybody that voted for him, for that matter, don't they, it seems?
Well, that does appear to be a goal or an objective here, and yet there is nothing in the Constitution that says it's the job of one branch of government to in some way impugn the reputation of another actor in a different branch. That goes for the Supreme Court. That goes for the executive branch. This goes well beyond anything that our founders contemplated, and that's why I say this is a very, very bizarre circumstance, and we had what I'm referring to as a snap impeachment. We didn't hold hearings. We didn't let witnesses come in. We didn't let any attempt to rebut the claim that was made. One of the biggest arguments to make against an impeachment in this case is the fact that were this a behavior that they are targeting our president for that was done by a private citizen, I don't believe there's any court in America that would convict you on the evidence that presently exists. So now there is an attempt, even if we were dealing with an incumbent, there is an attempt to use behavior that could not be the subject of criminal sanction as the basis for impeachment. Witnesses would have revealed that if they had been allowed.
Well, they're talking insurrection here, but yet it wasn't that far ago that you had Black Lives Matter there in D.C. in front of the Capitol building doing destruction, burning down, almost burnt down a whole church. And they came in with the mantra that they did want to burn it all down. They want to destroy and take everything out. And yet that is ignored, maybe a couple of hand slaps is all. And now here President Trump gives a speech, tells people to go over there peacefully. 20 minutes prior, there were already people there that were breaking into the Capitol buildings. And somehow whatever he said ignited some insurrection that Nancy Pelosi and others are firmly convinced deserves this kind of treatment. And Horace, I've read the transcript. I've watched the speech again and again. I can't get there. I can't get to the point of insurrection.
All summer, we were given a narrative that was patently false. And that narrative was that if you are a black male, that you are sought out specifically by law enforcement for unfair treatment, unwarranted behavior, and in fact, even you were murdered. It turned out that in every instance, when the investigation occurred and was completed, there were circumstances that either completely justified the behavior of the law enforcement, i.e. suggested that it would have been improper if the police did not, or likely that an officer might have undertaken the same act. There simply hasn't been, there wasn't. And guess what? $2 billion of damage was done in America over the summer based on those people who put forward information that falsely maligned America, falsely closely maligned law enforcement. 24 Americans lost their lives as a result of all of this behavior.
Exactly. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Don Shank here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. The Tide 2021 Yearbeard Challenge is underway, and we're looking for even more men to commit to putting their razors down for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. One participant who encourages men to join this unique opportunity says, "We often find it difficult to talk about our faith, but not our day-to-day lives. You can easily start a conversation about why you have a huge beard and who it is we're here to serve." The Hairy Guys each have a goal to help provide airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio programs so that more people around the world can hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn more about how you can help the Tide Ministry tell more people about Jesus by simply putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Horace Cooper, the co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator and author, continues with us. Horace, I think it's quite rich, the same people that are saying, you know, you got to listen to the science, but somehow they are ignoring that science when it comes to lockdowns. What's happening here?
Yeah, we are seeing increasingly what I referred to on Fox News, punishment for you and privilege for me. We're seeing this real distinction that is occurring. Elites can continue to go shopping, can go traveling, go see their families. The rest of us are told that we're not supposed to do any of those things. Meanwhile, when anyone asks why, it's like they plan, they're saying, I'm plotting to kill grandma. But the evidence shows exactly the opposite. The evidence is showing increasingly that the lockdowns have not worked, that suicides are occurring at exponential rates, that our young people are finding themselves in situations where their reading, their science capability, all of their attainment skills are atrophying, and that those are not going to easily be able to be rebuilt. Meanwhile, our economy is destroyed, and let's not forget all of the people who rely on the social network to protect them, to take them out of settings where there are alcoholic people or abusive people, or even to use the schools as a place to ensure that they get good quality meals throughout the week. These circumstances are completely ignored, and the harmful effects. If we don't need all of these social programs today, if we don't need the school providing all of this assistance, please let us know, because we're spending multiple billions that we wouldn't have to do anymore if it turns out those aren't needed.
Exactly. Well, you know, Betsy DeVos, while she was still Secretary of Education, had made the statement, if you're not teaching our kids, maybe we shouldn't pay you. I mean, has there been an interruption in payment for, you know, union teachers that are out of school?
Well, hardly. In fact, many of the unions, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, are threatening to strike because they pretend that their primary claim is safety, even though the science suggests that it turns out schools are not hot spots. It turns out the younger the particular area of students are, the less likely they are to be carriers, or if they carry it in any way, for it to be transmitted in a way that's dangerous. But despite all of that, that's not what they're really asking about. They're insisting on wage increases.
Yes.
While everybody else has had to say during the pandemic, let me tighten my belt. Let me see if we can cinch it and get it into another hole on my belt. That's what they've had to do. Let's see what we need to cut out. What kinds of expenses are we going to do without the school lobby, a critical constituency within the progressive movement, is asking for more pay, more Volvos, more trips for ski trips and the like. Well, that's actually not something that we should take lightly. They ought to be called out for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've seen this in every organization within the bureaucracy and the greater bureaucracy as well, including education, is that it's all been taken over by an administrative state. That you want to ask the question, Horace, and I'm not sure if we're getting an answer on it, is what's the end game in all this? I mean, do we have another year that the kids are supposed to be out of school, more atrophying of their brains and loss of any kind of educational momentum? I mean, how are we going to recover this? Or are we just going to accept the fact that our kids are, you know, forever going to be 2 years behind at least?
Well, see, I think that part of the problem is it's not just merely being behind. It is being behind enough that it makes a difference in the outcome of what you're able to achieve in the marketplace.
Yes.
And there are those who would argue, as Nancy Pelosi did as late as 2017, when she said that if you want to be an artist, if you want to paint, if you just want to take a checkout month, semester, or year, American society is wealthy enough to allow that, and we should let people receive payments. Progressives would actually advocate that the behavior that they are creating, the circumstances that they're creating, to be rewarded.
Yeah.
This $15 an hour minimum wage would do exactly exactly that. In the midst of a pandemic, you absolutely don't want to do anything that's going to make it harder for people to get work. What it isn't just that they get money to take home and use as they please. They pick up skills. They pick up abilities, and it makes them more marketable as they go forward. If you take kids and you deny them the ability to pick up the kinds of marketable skills they need, it doesn't matter what the minimum wage is, they could be locked out, and we could see significant numbers of Americans requiring us to just make payments to them so that they can have their basic needs met.
Exactly.
We know that this doesn't work. We know that there are alternatives that do, because we had 3+ years of amazing and robust prosperity where the lowest income, where the people with the least skills ended up seeing the biggest gains. That's something, that's a genie that was unleashed that we should be very, very, very reticent to try to put back in the bottle.
Well, Horace Cooper, I'll tell you, it's very dangerous. I mean, you think about this, how America is being conditioned and America's next generation being conditioned to some sort of universal basic income and a dumbing down and what I call a mediocrity type of mentality. That's what we're doing. I mean, we're bringing people into the world of mediocrity sponsored by the Democratic Party.
Mediocrity that is in, it appears to me to be designed to empower progressives. If you want power, then what you need is a large mass of people who are desperate to rely upon your kindness, your graces. And the goal is to do what got started in much of Europe in the 1960s and the 70s. A larger and larger portion of the population relied upon payments from a smaller and smaller portion. Even the Europeans, even the Nordic states, Sweden, Norway, Finland, they recognized that this doesn't work, and they moved away from these zany ideas, and they started empowering their citizens so that they could have the kind of opportunities for freedom and liberty.
Exactly.
To this day, however, when you compare living in America as an average American with living in Europe as an average European, we have bigger houses, we have more cars, we have more assets, we have more dollars than they do. Even when you think about the people that are the least among us, we don't want to go in that direction. It could take 100 years to reverse it.
Exactly. Final topic here. We got about a minute left, Horace, and that is, this is unbelievable. Third graders being taught to check their privilege. What's up with this?
This is an evil idea. Cupertino school had an elementary school teacher try to tell all of the students that they needed to look at themselves and assess where they were on the hierarchy of oppressing people who were the least among us. Now, this school class was overwhelmingly majority minority. So first of all, we're teaching people that there's only one or two good minorities and the other minorities don't count. And then we're teaching people to look at the race and gender of people and put them into categories where we fear them or we revere them solely based on that.
Horace Cooper, the co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
Since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five very young children and a man are dead after a suspected family member opens fire in a rampage early Tuesday morning. Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Chief Johnny Teehee said, "You think mass murder with adults. When you have to put that with regards to babies, it's tough." Muskogee Officer Lynn Hamlin IDs the suspect.
The suspect was taken into custody a short time later this morning, and his name is Jaron Dejon Pridgen.
Court records show Pridgen had a previous felony conviction for assault and battery with a weapon and a couple of misdemeanor convictions. The House impeachment managers on Tuesday laid out their case against President Trump, asserting that he was singularly responsible for the occupation of the Capitol last month and must be convicted and barred from holding office in the future. Amazon announced on Tuesday that founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in the third quarter of this year and transition to executive chair of the company's board. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fault.
Well, the only way it can be saved is if we, the people, take a stand against, against all this false narrative that's flying out there. I mean, think about it. Think about the intelligence that abounds in our country, this science that's there. And I'm talking about real science. I'm not talking about faux science. And I'm not talking about all the false report and fake news that's out there. What is going on? You know, why is it that we cannot look to the science and come up with the right conclusion when it comes to reopening our schools? These lockdowns clearly are unscientific. They're politically motivated. We see what's happening. And meanwhile, who's suffering in all this? I mean, the kids are taking an incredible hit that's immeasurable, that we'll probably look back in the decades of our rearview mirror and go, what the heck were we thinking? Well, with us right now is Jenny Beth Martin. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, good morning to you. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Are we not looking at the science here? I mean, what is driving this issue? We've got to reopen America's schools, don't we?
We do have to reopen America's schools. I don't think we're looking at the science, and I think that a lot of what is happening right now is being led by unions, by politicians who want to exert control because of the pandemic, and by fear. And this virus, we know, is not, it is almost never deadly among children and among those 18 years old and younger. On the very, very, very rare occasion that it is, we're talking about a 0.005%. It's a very small percentage. And yet we have shut down schools, and in doing so, we have decreased the quality of education that children are getting, the education that they're getting, period, and in some cases, increased abuse, yet the child abuse has gone unreported, and increase teen suicide. This is not healthy for our nation's children.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you break it down, Jenny Beth, it is the people who are probably, you want to say, lower middle class and lower that are most affected, because people of means have a way of, you know, either having their children in private schools or being able to manage a homeschooling environment. But you have a large, you know, percentage of people whose families just aren't capable of doing it. And it's that group, that sector, that demographic that is greatly affected by what you just cited.
Yes, that is exactly right. It is harming. I think that it is the middle class parents and upper class parents, and I don't think it is healthy for our country to divide people by class. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it in this case, acknowledging the fact that I don't think it is normally a good thing to do.
I agree and support that idea, because we've got too much class warfare. That's what's funneled a lot of what's going on today. I agree.
I think that there are parents in families who are in this situation where they have better access or better quality internet service in their homes, more computers in their homes, in their home, and they don't realize, and I don't mean this negative towards them, they just don't realize that there are families in this country who simply don't have computers. They don't have a computer for every single child, so every child can be on Zoom at the exact same time during a school day, and they don't have the quality of internet to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Also, not every single parent in this country has the luxury of having a job that allows them to work from home. Many, many people in this country have to leave their house to go to work, whether it is because they're working in the service industry or because their jobs simply demand that they've got to travel and interact with people. We are human beings, and there are things that we have to do face to face, not just hiding out in our homes or in a cave all day. And I think there are parents who just, they think, oh, it's working for my family, it must work for everyone. We can just sit and do school online. It doesn't work for every family. I'm all for educational freedom and the choice to make the best decision for your family, but we've taken that choice away from many families in this country and put them in a situation where they don't have their children in school, and they may not even be able to earn as much money right now because they're having to take care of their children, and they're having to choose between their children's education and providing for their children.
Exactly. And you bring up an excellent point here that I think probably a lot of parents, again, you know, think about it, that do not have access. They don't have the bandwidth, the internet bandwidth in some of these areas to be able to handle, you know, Zoom classes, much less, like you say, a computer or an iPad that they would have access to. This is, and of course, we're also talking about, you know, so many children that rely on meals at school, and those schools are not open. The meals are being missed. I mean, the ramifications of this is so massive, and this is why the response is coming out so clear, you know, from parents across the country. Jenny Beth, they're saying, look, we got to open up the schools. I mean, this NBC Chicago piece describes why parents in Chicago have become frustrated with the battle between Chicago public schools and the Chicago teachers unions, as teachers refuse to go into the classrooms, right?
That is exactly right. And we cannot continue to do this. We know that this virus does not harm children, and it is not as deadly among children. Not only is it not as deadly, children act as a break in the transmission and the spread of the virus, meaning that the virus, because it doesn't go from adult to child, but it on occasion, it generally speaking does not go from child to adult or from child to child. And because they can get it, but they're not spreading it because they get over it so much more quickly, they don't spread it. That helps prevent the spread of the virus. Now, adults and the teachers and the teachers union, Give them the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps they are just simply afraid of the virus and afraid they will get sick from the virus or die from the virus. And that is a reasonable fear because it is still scary for very many people. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, adults have figured out how to maintain distance to buy groceries. We figured out how to maintain distance to leave our house and go to Walmart or Target or where, you know, a superstore mm-hmm. to buy things. And if we figured out how to do that, I think that the adults who are entrusted with educating our children are able to figure out how to maintain their own distance from each other while not having to worry that the virus is going to spread from children to them.
Exactly. Well, there's no doubt the fear factor, which has been utilized in this country in such a way that we've been conditioned. And now the people that have funneled and fueled this fear emotion in our country are the leaders that are having to deal with it. And the bottom line is they don't seem to be doing a much better job than what we were doing earlier.
No, they really, I think that is correct. They don't seem to be doing a much better job than what we were doing earlier. It is time to reopen this country. It is time. There are treatments available for COVID, treatments that we did not have available a year ago. And we know much more about the virus now than we did a year ago. And we have to set the example for our children that sometimes there's something scary that we're afraid of, and it oftentimes is much bigger in our head than the reality.
Well, it's the acrostic for fear, false evidence appearing real. You know, think about that to a measure here. We're not saying that we need to throw caution to the wind here, but I think there's an opportunity to embrace some common sense, don't you? We've got about 20 seconds left here.
I completely agree. So give the choice. If you're not in a high-risk situation and you want to send your children back to school, open the schools so you're able to do so. If you're at high risk, protect yourself still.
Well, she's Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair Jenny Beth Martin, who's been working to safely reopen schools since early last summer. Jenny Beth, thanks for being with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4
8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, more and more Americans are getting fed up and frustrated over, the avoidance of some serious issues, or at least the misappropriation of resources to deal with the real problems that America is faced with right now, all associated with COVID-19. The passage of a stimulus bill, but meanwhile, we've got elected officials who want to exercise articles of impeachment. Now, are they false and unconstitutional? Well, Trump's second impeachment, okay, which is ridiculous. I mean, the fact that you're even talking about a second impeachment of the president of the United States, I mean, this is so political. It's embarrassing, frankly. The articles of impeachment, one says, that Trump incited a riot. The FBI says the actions at the Capitol were pre-planned on Facebook. Okay, so follow this logic. Okay, the FBI says the actions at the Capitol were pre-planned on Facebook. So if that was the case, how do you say that Trump incited a riot if it was something that was pre-planned? So that really puts into question the veracity of the articles of impeachment in and of themselves right on the face. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you make of this? I mean, if logically you approach this, if the FBI says that all this was pre-planned via Facebook and social media, well, then, how can you accuse Donald Trump of inciting a riot that was already planned before he even spoke?
Well, if we lived in a world where logic actually played a role in what happens, you would be exactly right. The FBI in the report and everything we know about it, what happened is.
Did we lose him? Okay, let's see here. Oh, here we are. He's back.
They can convict on anything.
Right.
They can convict the Senate. I mean, the Senate can convict on virtually anything.
Okay, we've got some interruption here, Rick. We're going to have to reconnect with you because I want to make sure your point is made clearly and the people understand what's going on here. Yes, the frustration abounds over this, and we've got different rules of law here. I mean, this isn't. This is what people need to understand. And, of course, we've kind of moved into this as a culture because now we have the court of public opinion and forget about due process. And meanwhile, kind of what Horace Cooper was saying earlier, meanwhile, the damage is done in the court of public opinion. And people are so revved up and so convinced that this is the case because nobody is able to shout them down or they don't want to listen to reason. This is the problem about. When people become so emotional, you can't have a reasonable conversation because you can't cut through the emotion and people aren't listening. And so the court of a public opinion, which, look what happened.
you know, with Kavanaugh in the Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, he was accused, and they did, you know, of course, they had already done a bunch of investigations on it. People didn't want to hear that. They wanted more investigations to really make sure that this really didn't happen. And, you know, after thing was all said and done, I mean, there is no clarification. As far as the Democrats are concerned, and, you know, Blasey Ford in that, is that you've got a justice in the Supreme Court that has an asterisk next to his name. That, in a way, you know, they found a way to kind of try to cancel a judge. I mean, this is how bad this has gotten. This is the America we live in today. Hey, Rick, now that we got a better connection, let's let you finish your thought here about, you know, the Senate being able to, you know, their rules of the legal process is different than what we'd find in a court of law, right?
Correct. A court of law, if you had a charge against somebody and the charge was proven to be false, the prosecution would be thrown out of court immediately. This isn't a legal action. It is a political action. Mm-hmm. Understand that. The Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy's going to oversee it, not Judge Chief Justice Roberts. So any pretense of being a legal action is gone. As a political action, the Senate can make whatever vote they want to make for whatever reason they want to make it. They've admitted it's political. Chuck Schumer said that. They believe that they impeach him again. This will prevent Donald Trump from running again. That's their objective. The challenge is that means they don't have to be constrained to anything in terms of what they bring up. And essentially what the case is against Donald Trump is we don't like his speech over the last 5 years. And as a result, we want to impeach him because we didn't like what he tweeted. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially the case the Democrats are going to make. And it is it's a farce, but it is what it is.
Rick, but look to the soul of this, the soul of this whole issue. It's more than Donald Trump. It's anybody else who thinks like Donald Trump, anybody else who believes in a constitutional republic. Donald Trump and people who think like him are in the way of this democratic socialist move.
100% correct. And, oh, by the way, if you want to see the Republicans doing the exact same thing, look at what they're trying to do to Marjorie Greene from Georgia, who was elected fair and square. And now the Democrats complain because they don't like some of the things she said in the past. And as a result, the Republicans are now, you know, screaming around and trying to figure out how they can deal with their Marjorie Greene problem. Their Marjorie Greene problem is very simple. The Marjorie Greene problem is they don't have any guts between them to tell the Democrats in the Washington Post to pound sand and to recognize them for what they are. They are not just political opponents, but enemies to speech. Mm-hmm. Because if they're going to censure Marjorie Greene, if they're trying to censure or impeach Donald Trump over speech, it means that nobody who doesn't agree doesn't kick it between the 40s, isn't playing between the 40s. Mm-hmm. No one who doesn't agree with the establishment is allowed to speak, exactly. Is allowed to have a voice, is allowed. You know, Rush Limbaugh, who they all stood on their feet and cheered when he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, you know, wouldn't be allowed to speak. They take something he said 10 years ago. Say he can't be in Congress. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what they're attempting to do. The Republicans are too don't have the guts to stand up to them. Mm-hmm. And it is don't just watch this impeachment. Watch what the Republicans are doing, Marjorie Greene. And oh, by the way, it's no secret. Marjorie Greene, first thing she did was file articles of impeachment against Joe Biden because of his China ties.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's you bring up two points. Number one, and I thought about this instantly, is that had Marjorie Greene been a Democrat, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats would have circled wagons around her really quick, and she'd have been protected. She wouldn't have been maligned. Of course, the mainstream media would have backed off. They wouldn't have said much anyway. It would just kind of gone away because that's the way they handled things on the left, right? The Republicans, they kill their own. I mean, it is amazing. And the other thing... Go ahead.
Yeah, Republicans believe they can buy favor with the Washington Post. The Washington Post hates them. Yeah. They don't figure that out. They want to be accepted at the dinner table. bottom line is, Ilhan Omar has had statements that are so grotesque, so anti-Semitic, so horrific and counter to anything that any thinking American would believe. And yet she was protected by Nancy Pelosi from being censured.
The squad, the entire squad, exactly.
Yep, exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, and the thing is, I want to get down to really, and I've tried to research this a bit, maybe you know more, and you can help me get to the short of it, regarding what Marjorie did say. What did she say? What she didn't say? What's been misinterpreted? Is there any consideration of that whatsoever?
Well, they're defining what she said as, basically putting her in alignment with QAnon. And last time I checked, being in alignment with QAnon is not a crime. And she was elected by real people who live in America, just like Maxine Waters was elected by real people who live in America. And as a result, if the Democrats or the Republicans don't like Marjorie Greene and some of the things she said in the past, and their recourse is the same recourse that we have with Maxine Waters, and that is try to beat her in election.
Exactly.
I will tell you, they will not be able to beat Marjorie Greene in her district.
Mm.
They will redistrict her and try to put her in a district where she can't win, but in the district she represents the district. Okay?
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, going back, like you said, let's go back 10 years. Well, what about Joe Biden? We got 50 years of Joe Biden.
Right.
The skeletons aren't even in the closet. They've all fallen out of the closet, you know what I'm saying?
They're more concerned about what Marjorie Greene says than the fact that Joe Biden's son has taken hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign sources and still has ties to a Chinese hedge fund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're more concerned about what somebody said in the past than the fact our sitting president is completely compromised and in a real world wouldn't be able to get a security clearance. That's the level of stupidity we deal with here. And it is because we have to start. Here's what the left is saying. It was that kind of speech which led to the Capitol invasion on the 6th. And so we have to stand up. And the Republicans, because they live in a D.C. environment where everybody in D.C. is still cringing around. They got big walls around the Capitol and everything now. It's because they live in that environment, and it's self-fulfilling, and they all talk to each other. They've convinced themselves that speech is more important than actions, and hence we have to stomp out any speech that we might find to be at all challenging. And listen, when David Duke ran for Congress and won, they didn't remove him.
Right, right. Well, this is the dangerous road that we're on right now. And more than ever, Rick Manning, we find ourselves in dangerous territory. And if we don't stand for the Constitution, we're going to be in serious trouble. Rick, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase.